Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We like to deliver a little PMI action each and every Monday morning. What does PMI stand for? Well, it's a positive, a minus, and something just a little itty bitty teeny tiny bit interesting. And we deliver it to you just to start your day with a smile. Who's got the P today?
I got the P today, and this is an exciting P, and I think everywhere around the world should copy what France is doing right now. On March 1st, France has now criminalized planned obsolescence. Now, what's planned obsolescence, you ask? It makes it illegal for manufacturers to intentionally design products with a shortened lifespan, i.e. Apple. They do this every time. Every year that new iPhone comes out and yours starts glitching. France has now outlawed that with penalties up to 2 years in prison and a $300,000 fine for companies that do this. I love this. I think everyone else in the world should take note and create products that don't have a shortened lifespan just to get you to buy their new products. Yes. I can't stand when companies do that.
Drives me nuts.
I still got an iPhone 14. It's working just fine.
Well, and that's
the you've
thing
complained
is,
about it a
I
few
know.
Times.
I just complained about the size. It's too big and too heavy.
The size and also the leg. Like, it takes, the charge wears off faster, and it takes longer for you to go back and forth in between screens. Like, I'm with it. And is it just technology stuff?
It's everything. This is everything, not just technology. It's literally anything that they make, light bulbs, anything. I mean,
a fridge, refrigerator,
anything.
Do you remember when you'd buy a fridge in the 80s and it would last out in your garage for 25 years?
My parents' neighbor still has one in their basement that's from like the 80s. It's like an old school and it's like avocado green.
Yes.
You know? Still working.
That. And it's because of that. They don't make them like they used to. I'm glad they're going to start again.
Le fantastic.
Yay. I love it. I love this.
What's the minus?
I'm going to bring you down a little bit because this is coming out of Florida. And of course, a Florida man facing retail theft charges. So it's kind of funny, actually. His name's Keith. He's 39, and he's been going into Target stores and getting playing cards, right? Well, he also picks up those 99 cents of taco seasonings.
Okay.
And so what he's doing is he's taking the playing cards, and he's taking the taco seasoning, and he's putting them in there, and, you know, and totally just scanning the taco seasoning for 99 cents instead of the playing cards.
That's smooth.
And they found 75 different instances in what he was doing here. He went and sold these cards on eBay and generated $40,000 extra income.
That's why
they went after him.
Who
they
would
were like,
"Think of
on!" And not only that, but it caused Target $10,000 in theft. That's why they were like, "Wait, why are we losing all this money?" And I know Target is a multi whatever company.
It's still theft.
It's still theft. Exactly. We shouldn't be stealing from each other. And he's facing 90 years in prison if he's convicted
$40,000. That's it.
Well, again, he did it 75 times. That's really what they're looking at. And you really thought you could get away with this to the point where it just became a thing for
you. That's how many counts of theft he has.
Exactly.
Each one carries a time.
Each one carries some time. And I think that you know, you really have to like hit someone hard with the charge, too, so other people don't do it. Because if they let them off easy, then we're going to see all kinds of taco seasoning thefts.
Well, and the downside, everybody that got those cards off eBay, their cards smell like tacos.
They do.
That's the upside.
What about the people who want tacos and there's no more seasoning?
I know, right?
It tastes like baseball cards.
So many victims in this story. So, again.
Give him 100 years. Round up.
He got hit with some charges.
You got to round up
for
the people that wanted tacos.
You do.
You really, really do, Katie Cat. That's great. All right, let's end things with something interesting. This story is perfect because today is National Old Stuff Day. It's the day that you're supposed to celebrate some of the old stuff you got around your house, which is funny because, again, my mom's birthday this weekend, I went over there. She gave me 4 Tupperware bins of stuff that she found just cleaning out that was my stuff from growing up, including scrapbooks of every year of my birthday from 1 on of all the cards glued in a scrapbook that everybody gave me.
That's
intense.
Well, and it's funny that she's held on to him for this long,
She's
like, "I'm sick of you. You can have him."
I will say, it was kind of fun going through all that. But Nicole and I both looked at each other. We're like, "We're bad parents." We threw all that stuff away. I will say, I was pretty stoked because flipping through those scrapbooks, there was some He-Man birthdays that I had like back in 85.
That's pretty cool.
There were He-Man napkins in there that she saved and my He-Man invitations.
Ooh.
And on top of that, one of the bins I opened up and there was a He-Man pillowcase in there from 83. I was like, score!
See?
Immediately put it on your pillow.
I know. Oh,
yeah. Well, I held it up to Nicole. I was like, guess what's going on? All that being said, there is a new term out there right now that this woman wants you to know about. She's like in that Marie Kondo camp where it's like, you know, eliminate things that don't bring your joy.
Yeah.
But this time around, she's calling it house hushing. House hushing. It's a simple method for decluttering that focuses on turning down the visual volume of a room. Now, she's starting to say that your room, everything in your room has a voice, essentially.
Okay.
And when you look around your room, think of everything singing and yelling at you. And if you've got too much clutter in there, it just becomes a cacophony of nonsense, of sound, and stress, and anxiety, because you got crap laying everywhere. So, she says to hush your room, you got to remove these small decorative and everyday items and clutter, put them in a holding area for 24 to 48 hours in a different room, enjoy your hushed room at that point, and then after 48 hours when you go into that cluttered room, you can look at things with a clearer mind and be able to get rid of things because you haven't seen them, you know you don't need them, and they can bounce out of the house. So it's called house hushing now.
I like that term. I've been doing that with my Legos, and I will say the more I've gotten rid of, the more I want to get rid of them.
Oh.
I have a shelf that is dwindling down with the Legos that I've accumulated over the years, and it feels so good, and I cannot wait till the day that shelf is empty and I can get rid
it
of the shelf.
Hushed.
See, but for me, I'm like, aren't those things your personality?
I know, that's what I think, too. That's the warmth of a room.
Yeah,
that's the personality of the room.
Yeah, that's what makes it you. Like, I don't...
So just you gotta do a little bit of hushing.
But I guess to try it, like if you take everything out, put it in a different room, and then just see how that room speaks to you.
Yeah.
You know how I generally house hush?
What?
Is like if I'm in the same room with my wife, I go and I move her into a different room.
Well, it's quieter,
and
huh?
I go, get out of here. Hush. Hush.
How's that working for you? Yeah. Sleeping on the couch with that He-Man pillow, aren't you?
We'll be divorced soon.
Oh,
we'll be divorced
no.
soon.